All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Listening to Nasty Knuckles, the Hockey Outlaws podcast, with your hosts, Terry Nasty Suttermeyer and former Philadelphia Flyer enforcer, Riley Cote, as they go behind the scenes with your favorite NHL players. Time to face off.
All right, welcome back. What's happening, Nasty?
What's up, Regalia? What are you doing over there with that big, bushy beard?
It's growing it out for you.
No, don't like it.
No?
Don't like it.
Well,
we'll pull some of it out if you're not careful, bro.
Letner Buck, he's the old bean, a little chilly today? Or?
Well, I mean, I thought it was going to be cold. So yeah. I had, you know, I put a little beanie on.
Yeah, I like it.
That's all right.
Looks good.
Oh, yeah. Outstanding.
Warming it up.
Where were you Sunday, bud? Missed you again immensely.
I know.
Why do I have to say this every week?
Because I don't show up every week.
You don't. Like,
well, I tried.
I showed you Jared's text. He's willing to be traded. He wants to come over to the dark side with us. We might just trade you. You'd probably show up if we trade you.
It's a pretty good deal.
Italian affair. Yeah, because you don't show up.
Dude, life just gets in the way sometimes.
It's in the way. All right, whatever you say, bro.
But
we had a win. I heard. Don't worry about it.
Any snipes?
I did score.
Yeah?
Oh, I was terrible again, though. Got slew-footed.
Happens.
Fell on my back. Back's actually killing me.
Yeah?
I actually did. Yeah. Fell on my back. Hit my head again, but I'm
gone. You're good.
Anyway.
You're good to go.
Maybe not knock some sense into me, probably. So, but we missed you.
Yeah?
Boys, yeah, it's a little lonely there when you're snuck beside me.
I know.
Foxy fills in well, though.
He does.
My boy Foxy.
He's a strong presence.
He is a strong presence.
So what do we got going on in the real hockey leagues?
The Nash? He's talking about the Nash? Well, I'll tell you what, the Black and Orange are hot.
They are.
Five straight, man.
Hottest team in the league, probably,
yeah,
right?
I would think so, yeah. A couple other teams are hot, but five straight.
Is Stanley Cup bound, do you think?
Well, I mean, you were saying that. Did you place that bet?
I didn't place it yet, but I just wanted to throw a bold prediction here.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is bold.
Bold prediction.
It's bold. Yeah. But, man, oh, man, since we were together last week, they won three more.
Yeah.
You know, after coming off that road trip, they lost San Jose. Obviously, we already talked about all that, and then come back with wins against the Ducks and the Kings, but... Going to Carolina, man, that's a tough game because you're coming back from the West. You come home for a day, and then you go to Carolina, who should be better than they are.
Yeah.
I don't think they're playing up to their potential, but big win down there. Carter was amazing. The boys blocked 30 shots in that game, and that's towards hockey. Like,
mm-hmm.
He wants the guys blocking shots, but, man, 31 saves from Carter. He was outstanding.
Yep.
And they just played a good road game. They're playing so hard, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure you can it's sustainable all year to play the way they have to play to win. But if, you know, I was talking to Bundy, and he had a great point. He said, man, if you don't come ready to play the Flyers, you're going to lose.
I agree fully.
I mean, you know, I'm not saying Vegas, you know, we talked about Carolina. They won that game. Then they got Vegas coming in, the best team in the league, mm-hmm. probably, best record in the league. And Flyers beat them, you know, found a way to beat them in overtime. But I'm not saying they weren't ready. But, man, they, like, Flyers, just they're just playing so hard.
Yeah.
And for each other, and they're playing the system he wants. But they're getting goal score. They're scoring goals, and their power play is not.
Yeah, I know.
Doing well.
Imagine if they
fix that up a little bit. If they can fix that, like I said though, the way they have to play to win, we knew they were going to be better, right? Like we said at the beginning, because you're getting Coots and Cam back.
Yeah,
Atkinson. But dude, they've run off five in a row. They beat Vegas, like I said, and and then you come back and beat Columbus, who's struggling big time. I think they've lost nine straight now.
They look like a team
that's kind of lost. You know, Johnny Hockey keeps getting benched, and Lion A was scratched against the Flyers the other day. That's a long year, man, if it's going to go like that for Columbus. And I don't think they expected that either. But also with the shit show at the beginning with Babcock and, you know,
you think he could turn the ship around?
Babs. I don't know if they call him. I saw Babs there in Dallas there. Was he in Dallas?
Yeah, with Commodore.
That's so fucking funny.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, but back to the Flyers. Like, the Vegas game, Coots comes up with the goal in overtime, a minute into overtime. You know, he had a goal and assist that day. He brings so much to that team.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not even close. Like, he is. I know he's always kind of been compared with Bergeron, but, man, he is just as important, obviously, in this lineup as anyone. I mean, he might be the most important guy to have in that lineup. He kind of just does everything.
Yeah, I agree.
He's just such a smart, smart hockey player.
And such a great, quiet leader. You know, you say, like, getting him and Cam back is so so important to this team, the chemistry, the synergy, and then like kind of unloading, moving some guys that, you know, just weren't part of the puzzle. But I will say, like, I haven't watched every game this year, but with the ones I have, it's just like so noticeable, just like the team chemistry, just like that energy that you can't really quantify, that's so visible. The guys are playing for each other. And then I saw all the guys at this Flyers casino night the other day. And I would say probably half the guys I talked to, and just like the way they're interacting and the way they're talking about it is just like, it's like completely, completely night and day from last year. Just the excitement and the enthusiasm and just,
it shows.
Yeah. You talk about, well, it's just having that right chemistry. You know, I don't, obviously not trying to get ahead of the season and all, but like, it's certainly translating on the ice, and you know they're going to go through their ups and downs the rest of the season. But the reality is like the formula seems to be working. Obviously, they're playing the system, but they're playing for each other, and they're finding ways to win games. And the energy, like I say, the last 2 years are almost unwatchable,
right?
And now it's like
they're having fun.
You can tell they're having fun. And obviously it's translating to the fans. Yeah, exactly. So I just want to mention that, because like seeing these guys on TV is certainly different than seeing them, you know, interacting in public, but you know, interacting with these guys and talking to them, like there is an energy. There's an undeniable energy that's going on there. And you know, I just got to stay with it and keep building off it. It's fun. It's fun. You know, it's always fun to, it's obviously fun. It's fun to win.
Yes.
And
it's a lot better than losing.
sure is. But, you're still playing a game at the end of the day, and it's gotta be fun to go to the rink. And if you're in a rebuild and you're having this much fun, and
it's funny, you know, it's a rebuild, and they're playing really, obviously, like we're talking about here, last year was an aggressive retool. It was just basically down the toilet is what it was, and unfortunately. But, yeah, you're right, man. It shows, you know, talking to a few of the guys, they're having fun.
They are.
They're winning. They're playing hard. Guy we haven't talked a whole lot about, Sean Walker, man.
Yeah.
Man, What a pickup this has turned out to be. You know, he kind of seemed like he's a throw-in, but man, he's got 3 goals, 7 assists. He's I think he's plus 6 on the year. He put the other day he played 21 minutes. Like, and he's getting minutes, man. But he is, God. I guess when you notice him when he scores, but if you're not noticing him, like, you know, in a bad way, it's almost like if he's not talked about, you're probably doing your job,
thing,
right?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, but it's hard not to talk about his play.
Yeah,
I mean, he's man, he's been really, really good.
Yeah. Sometimes these guys just need to find a situation like this that, you know, to kind of find their game again. You know, it's kind of like a mutual, you know, thing where like the Flyers need a guy like that. He needs a team like the Flyers. And then again, if you go into the right situation with the right group of guys, you're able to flourish and kind of find yourself again.
Yep.
And I think that's what's happening. Again, I when that trade happened, I thought it was kind of like the way you said it.
Yeah.
It was like, I didn't really see.
Taking on some of their bad
the upside here, right? But no, it's great to see, and this is exactly what you need in these situations: is guys stepping up and kind of elevating their games from where they might have been the previous season. So,
right.
Yeah, it's nice to see. I agree. I'm liking it a lot, and every game seems to add another dimension to
it.
Yeah,
for sure. And there, you know, the Blue Jackets came in. Provy back where he started, obviously.
Little tribute.
Nice little tribute.
Yeah.
I was happy to see the fans weren't, you know, too hard on him. They didn't boo him, which I don't think he should be booed anyway.
No,
but
no.
You know how they do.
I think they just recognized that, just like he did, that he needed to move on. Some point in your career, it's like sometimes it's so obvious that you got to part ways and get a fresh start.
Yeah.
I think the fans were understanding of that.
Yeah, it was cool. I had quick little breakfast with saw him and Merz Lincolns, and they both gave Elvis jerseys, which was really cool. Elvis's baller will probably put it up. It says from Elvis to Elvis.
Oh yeah.
All the best, super bud. Cool. Yeah, Elvis was like smiling ear to ear. He was so excited. I told those guys, I texted him after, and I said, you don't understand how happy this kid was. Like, that's like one of the happiest I've ever seen him. Like, he's always happy, but you know what I mean? Like, he was just thrilled. Like, he was could stop talking about it. But to the game, like, Columbus is having a tough time.
Ooh.
Man. They kind of kept it close, but it really didn't seem that close. You know, Beazer had a goal and an assist. He played well. I mean, everybody played well. Great tilt.
Yeah. He's a big boy.
D'Lo. Yeah, D'Lo. And I loved it at the end. They fucking pat each other. Really good fight.
Five boys from back home or something.
Yeah. Like, I don't know the back. I don't know if there's a story there, but they threw him hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, they appreciated each other. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But TK had a snipe, too.
Oof.
Oh, my goodness.
The patience on that
one. Man, and that angle.
Yeah.
Going back to my goalie talk, my good buddy George Bozak, he's a professional goalie coach. Actually, he's Stoli's coach. He coaches over with us at Hollydale, and he's the head guy for us with the Rebels. And he coaches Elvie, too. I always say, like, why are these guys going down? Like, if you're a goalie where TK was, why don't you just stand on the post? Just stand there. There's nowhere to go.
Anticipating the pass,
the shoot.
Right? That's it? Is that why they're doing that?
I don't know, but they get down. TK's not going to miss that if you give him a little bit of room. Most NHL, I mean, a lot of NHL guys, but that's where all the goals are going in. Anyway, I always talk to Bozy about it, but shot, though. Well, he gives me some pretty good numbers and stats about, like, inside the circles there, the speed of the shots in NHL and the percentages are, you've got more like lower. That's why they're dropping, because these guys are bigger.
But short side.
But they're short side. I don't know. Yeah. He doesn't agree with that. He doesn't like that. So, they all do it though. And where'd he go? Right there.
Well, that's it. And it's almost like he's anticipating a pass. It's cheating, right? Seems like, I mean, I'm certainly no goaltender, but like being on the strong side and filling that up. Seems like the only place
and
they could
TK's
go on a shot.
TK's a right-handed shot. There's people all in front here. If you're a goalie, read that.
It's like a two-on-two almost.
There's nowhere else to go except here.
Yeah.
So why not just stand here? I'm not a goalie coach, and I'm definitely not a goalie, but I should break it down.
Just like breaking down the goalie clips.
But anyway, Flyboys are sitting in the second spot. Now they've played more games than everyone else. Got a call today from our insider, big insider, Dave Rockhill, And he threw some numbers out at me that Baller agreed with. Most of the time, it's like 76% of the time in the NHL, if you're in a playoff spot by American Thanksgiving, those teams get in.
Interesting.
So it's whoever's in a playoff spot right now, like 12 of them should get in, right? Like,
it's tight, though.
It's tight. It is tight right now. Tight. But he said there's usually like four teams that'll change.
Yeah.
And his in Rocker's picks, being the insider that he is that he thinks the Flyers are going to fall out and Washington. He thinks they can't keep sustain. It up. But I mean, like we were talking about earlier, like for the Flyers to sustain this, it's not going to be easy because they have to play the way they're playing, and that's hard, Roz. You played the game. They have to give everything they have every single night, and it's just hard sometimes with the schedule. But man, are they tough to play against?
Yeah,
I know we've been talking about
that. Yeah, and you know they've had a little bit of adversity. You know, they started off great, and then they went into a little slump, and everyone's kind of like, oh, well, like you know, it's leveling out. Here we go. But they've been able to bounce back and. To win five in a row is not an easy thing to do.
Right.
But yeah, I agree. Like sustaining it is going to be the challenge. But as long as, again, going back to what we were talking about, as long as they're having fun and they keep that chemistry and guys stay healthy, I mean, they got a nice little thing going on there that, yes, they got to play tighter, you know, and the goaltending's been good. And but yeah, it's going to be a grind right to the end, as it always is, you know, with these teams. But. Certainly makes it a lot more watchable and enjoyable to see them the way they're grinding. So
right, well, it's been fun to watch. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it's actually fun watching them play because, like we've talked about, you can tell they're having fun. You can tell they're playing together for each other, and that's how you get better, right? Like as a group, you have to do it as a group. But our boy Frosty scratched again. Yeah. He just seems to be the whipping boy right now.
Yeah.
But I was happy to see him get some points last week, like we talked about.
How do you see this playing out? I mean, something's got to give, right? I mean, you're not going to sit in that situation all year long. Certainly not going into next year. Everyone wants to play. I think he has got some, clearly he's got some trade value. It doesn't matter what you get in return. I would
think, man.
But is it a needle mover? I mean, I don't know. But... for his sake and development and opportunity, I mean, I don't know what type of conversations are going on internally with him and his agent. I'm sure there's some internally going on with the Flyers organization. Yeah, like, what do we do with this guy? Because he's clearly got ability. He's got a lot of skill.
Yeah.
I just,
I don't think he's played bad. I don't think he's either.
I just
poorly.
Think he's just, you know, every coach has got some bit of a whipping boy, and it's an easy scratch for him now, you know. For Torts.
Yeah. Like, you know, he pulled Bobby Brink out, put him back in, he scores a goal against Columbus.
It's hard to compete against. The guy keeps producing consistently
I know. And, you know, I guess that's kind of what Torts Baller was saying. He said he kind of wanted to watch a game. He felt like he was falling off a little bit. He comes back, puts one in the net. Torts looks like a genius.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe he is because he's got him going. Forrester finally scored. I know he's just waiting to get that.
Oh my god, the monkey
back.
Off the back! Yeah, it's a big one.
That's Debo's guy.
It's Torts' guy too.
Yeah, it's definitely his guy because for him not to have scored this whole time and he
keeps getting
stays in the lineup. Yeah, like. But good to see him get going. Like maybe he'll be like Tip and get hot because Tip's pretty much stayed hot.
Mm-hmm.
He could shoot a hockey.
Oh my god! Yeah, when he's been hitting the net, it's.
And like going we in. Talked about earlier, Carr's been really good. And so is Ersson as well. Yeah, he's been really good. So it's nice when you got both goalies
kind of
playing well, especially Carter. He's going to win them more games maybe than they were thinking. But back to a couple weeks ago, we kind of talked about and not getting ahead of ourselves. But like, what do you do if you're in a spot though, coming down the stretch, and we're in a play, and you know the Flyers are in a playoff spot. It's going to be interesting to see if they can hang on to this and just kind of keep going forward and winning more than they lose. But long season, season. Yeah. A lot of games to be played.
Yep. What else is going on around the NHL, Nass? You got some inside
around
scoops?
Around the NHL, well, one other Flyer thing, Sandstrom was put on waivers. He did clear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was kind of shocked. I don't know, though, man. I mean, maybe not shocked, but
Yeah, there's got to be some goalie, team. Right?
Well, Edmonton, but do you? I mean, yeah. You know, you're kind of throwing him into a spot there. But I'm sure there's some people that need goaltending. I don't know.
Probably somebody out there.
Somebody knows.
But it's not that easy of a position.
No, it's not.
If you have two healthy goaltenders.
Yeah, and Baller was telling us that Risto's back on the ice. Back.
I've seen the rumblings.
Cleared for contact. So. Whew. And I believe Mark Stahl is playing tonight.
Yeah.
He's back in, so that always
That's
helps.
Some veteran presence, leadership. Yeah.
Although, I don't know who's coming out, but... Delpedio. Okay, Delpedio. Zamula's looked pretty good lately, too. Mm-hmm. Like, he still make, once in a while, there's a couple, I don't want to say rookie mistakes. He's not a rookie anymore, but, just being a young guy. Yeah. But he's a big body,
Fuck,
I mean... He looks good. He looks like he belongs. Looks like he belongs at NHL. I love that kid. He's just such a good kid.
Yeah. No, it's a good position for the Flyers to be in, getting these guys back, obviously.
Yes.
That challenges these young guys that have been stepping into positions and doing well, right?
Right.
I mean, everyone's filling their gaps. And, now it's going to challenge guys to step their game up even more because just what these two guys come back. If your play's not up to par, you're going to be out. So, it's certainly a good situation to be in. So, just constantly challenging guys, making them step up their game.
Make them step it up. Riggs, before we get into the rest of the NHL and what's going on, let's take a quick break and hear from our friends from DraftKings. Bet the action on the ice with DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm looking into the future with this bet with DraftKings, with the Flyers, a +340 to get into the playoffs. Download the app now and use code KNUCKLES. New customers can get $150 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on hockey. That's code KNUCKLES only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. The crown is yours. Bonus bets expire 186 hours after issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE. That's 877-8-H-O-P-E-N-Y or text H-O-P-E-N-Y. That's 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsible. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 186 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2023, all rights reserved. We've talked about Columbus. Johnny Hockey.
Yeah.
He's having a tough go. Although I will say, I was at the game Sunday. He played his balls off. He played hard. Like, he didn't float. And I'm not saying he has been floating, but he played fucking hard. He played a lot of minutes, too. But, Laine was scratched. Yeah. You need that guy in a line. Like, somebody's got to figure out something to get him going because Johnny needs him.
Yeah.
The guy 100%. Can put the puck in the net.
Yeah, he can. Yeah,
and,
exactly.
I mean, like, they got to figure something out there, man, because. I think everyone expected them to be a little bit better. I don't think people thought they were going to win the Stanley Cup or maybe even make the playoffs, but they got to be better.
Yeah.
And those two, like, when you're sitting, Johnny and you're scratching Laine, like, that's not a good recipe for
No, not
for
at all.
Team.
Not at all. I mean, we were talking about this before the pod here, like even on a bad day for Johnny, like he still got opportunity to create plays and score some goals. It's like I don't know what exactly he's making, 8-9 schmil. I mean, who knows?
I think he's making about what Debo's making.
but like he's such a crafty player. Even yes, these guys may have a tendency to cheat here and there, but I think. Right. We've seen this before with highly skilled guys. Like the cheating is almost part of their hockey IQ.
Yes.
I mean, you can call it cheating. It's like, well, they're just anticipating that pucks might squeeze out this way, hang out over here. It's obviously, a bit of a slow start for him, but I'm just thinking like having a guy like that, like how do you, yes, you gotta send a message, you gotta prove a point to the players, but like,
yep.
Your chances of having him on the ice are probably pretty good to like him generating something.
Just right.
He's so skilled. Like he'll pull a play out of his ass and make a play.
I know.
Make a dish.
I wonder, it'd be nice to be in on the inside there. Just like, I wonder if they're pulling line A in every other day going, hey, late. Or is it like, I'm just sick of dealing with it. And you got to finish GM.
It's probably that.
Like, can he not get down there and get the guy to play? Yeah. I mean, if a guy doesn't want to play, he doesn't want to play.
Yeah, but it seems like the same story for him. I don't think Johnny's quite been in the situation before.
Right.
Right? I mean, right. Line he has.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like the same story, different coach, different team.
I don't think Torts was a big fan of him, but I could see that because he doesn't like a guy that's going to cheat. But like you said, some of those guys like that, that's how they play, and that's how they're – you know, they get the numbers they have.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
I remember coaching with John Paddock, and you remember Danny Hamel?
Oh, right? Yeah.
I mean, there's probably several guys, you know, and he obviously like an American League goal scorer. Yeah.
Holy shit.
But he would float, you know, always in the neutral zone. He'd like, you know, anticipate the breakout. He was like cutting through.
Yeah.
You know, most coaches, if you broke down the video, be like, what the hell is he doing here? But he'd get the puck in all these odd man situations, breakaways, and he'd score all the time. And I remember John Paddock saying, he's like sometimes you just got to turn a blind eye to this type of stuff because the risk versus the reward is there. And you start handcuffing guys. Yes, I understand, like, you know, the system and you know, playing as a team unit. But sometimes these guys have the ability to score like that.
Yeah.
If you handcuff them too much, you know, it takes away some of their creative faculties there. But, you know, I thought that was interesting coming from a guy like Paddock, who's like pretty hardcore, or you know, like, and to say that. And I'm sure most coaches at that level have some bit of that thinking with elite players. Because, like, I mean, you certainly don't want to be handcuffing your elite players and taking away their, I don't know, their ability to create.
Yeah, creativity, because, you know, like, so many guys are like that,
but then there's that fine line of like, you know, how much rope? Yeah, you give these guys, and then if we're winning games is one thing, if you're losing games, then you're being extra critical of the breakdowns and the lack of responsibility.
Sure.
But hopefully those guys get going. It's like you need those.
Yeah,
horses.
It's tough to see because they're superstars for the game, right? Like it's you know, I know like Columbus isn't an A market, but they're all stars, you know, and it sucks to see them struggling like that. But, you know, they got to make their own luck, right? Like, you just got to try to work through it. But I'll tell you, one guy that's got some middies, kind of reminds me of you, is William Nylander.
Whew.
This guy is a point in every single game this year.
That's insane.
Bro, that's insane.
Yeah.
Like, he's up for a contract, too. What's he going to get? What are you giving him, baller? 11. What? 7-11? He probably will. I think I saw someone talking about it, but
it's incredible.
It's incredible because what's happened in the playoffs every year.
Yeah, I know.
And like, it's amazing. Like that kid, I remember when his dad came to camp. Were you playing with us when his dad came?
No,
to camp?
I wasn't.
You weren't here yet, I don't think.
No,
can't remember. But anyway, you watch the Leafs play. They're a fun team to watch.
Yeah, they are.
They really are. Offensive. Yeah. But man, a point every game so far. Like it's fucking impressive.
Talk about consistency.
Yeah. Man. I mean.
But yeah, you gotta sign the guy for whatever the hell he wants because he's gonna get whatever.
Lose? The hell. Can baller? They're cap. You're the cap guy. Are they?
Well, he's making a little over 6 right now. So if he were to get 10 or 11, that's a big increase.
And right.
Like you said, they're capped out. I feel like they're either going to have to decide at some point, him or Marner.
That's what I read that, and that's what I was going to ask you. What do you do?
Probably sign Nylander.
Yeah, I mean, you almost have to. It's such a hard decision.
I love Marner, but has he performed in playoffs?
None of them have.
None of them have. Yeah, well,
to be honest, it's
true. Yeah, you're right.
And I know it's a harder game in the playoffs, but.
I don't know the answer to that one. It's kind of like.
Yeah, what do you do? I think a lot. I've heard a lot of people talk about it, and people are leaning. What I've heard is Nylander. But, I mean, I don't know. The guy, I mean, he is a highly. Obviously, he's highly skilled. He's scoring a point a game, but it's crazy. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. That's for sure.
It's a conundrum.
It is. I know.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We couldn't get a hold of Debo there, and he was so damn excited. Bo Horvat got back to Van, and he got a great standing ovation, but Debo was pissed. He said the rest of the game, every time he touched the puck, they booed him.
They were saying, boo.
Oh, is that? That's what they see, Debo, you got worked up over nothing.
Just saying his name. It's like Boosh, right?
Yeah, like Boosh said, he didn't sound like they were booing him. Boo. They said boo if he did something good or if he did something bad. But it was nice, actually, to see, because he got a lot of heat, which I think he kind of deserved for kind of the way it all went down. But yeah. The Canucks are playing well. Our boy Tox got them rolling along.
So well that the Prince shows up.
What did he say?
Loves. Just loves.
Will Smith was there?
Yeah, well, not that the fresh Prince.
Oh. The real.
You know, the real Prince.
Henry? It's Harry. Henry?
Harry. Prince Harry.
No, yeah.
But he apparently, Megan loves Hugh's game.
She likes watching him.
thinks he's unbelievable.
I wonder if he got to meet her.
Probably, I'm sure.
What do they do about security with something like that?
I don't know how that.
Is that like the Prez coming into the building?
I think they just roll in the regular.
They all roll in.
paper ticket.
Yeah, here's my ticket. Yeah, I got a feeling they were brought in a different way.
Think so?
Yeah, kind of like they brought you and I in the red carpet.
I think they paid full parking prices.
They drove there themselves. I don't think so.
Took an Uber.
Yeah, they oopsie. You guys look familiar.
Yeah.
Making selfies. And, you know, one other thing. We talked about the Oilers last week with our good friend Chris Knobloch. They rolled off three in a row, and then they dropped two. So he had them going.
It's generally the way it works. Right? Yeah. New coach, yeah. New blood, new
three
energy.
Three straight. You're like, oh, okay, good. It's, you know, good. Like, this is good. But, you know, now they've dropped their last two. I honestly didn't see the game, so I can't say too much about it. But I was kind of hoping they got it turned around, especially with him. And maybe they still will. A lot of season left, but they need to do it soon.
Yeah.
They need to do it soon.
To me, it's the problem is much deeper than the coach, yeah, obviously. I mean, that being said, Inaubra's a great coach.
And yeah.
I think he'll get the most of his players, but it seems to be much deeper than that.
Yeah,
you know, for consistency and, yeah, you know, for going the distance. But
something going on there. And Patrick Kane.
Where's he going to land
Showtime.
Up?
Showtime.
Florida?
Soon. He's coming up with a decision soon. I don't know. What if he went to T.O.? I heard T.O. the
T.O., other day. T.O., yeah. I thought I read Florida yesterday, but who knows? Probably a
could be.
Few teams interested, I'm sure.
Yeah. Hopefully he's healthy. I know he's training hard and all that stuff, so I haven't actually spoken with him in a while or texted with him, but I might shoot him a little text, maybe give us some inside
Flyers?
Info. No.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
No.
Probably not.
I don't think that's happening.
No.
I'd love to see Showtime.
It'd be beautiful.
It would be.
A little skill.
But
aggressive retool.
Yeah. Aggressive retool. Never know what to, it's a deadline. You never know what could happen.
You never know.
So.
Boys squeezing that first spot.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, you're really throwing it out there. Yeah. President's trophy. Oh, man.
No, I'm just having a little fun, but I know. I just like what I'm seeing.
So I do too.
I'm getting a little excited.
I do too.
All right, Nass, let's hear from HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. A crazy schedule can make it easy to fall back into your dinnertime recipe rut. Keep mealtime exciting with over 40 recipes to choose from every week. So there's always something delicious to discover with HelloFresh. Turn to HelloFresh Market for yummy add-ons and enjoy the season's limited time fall flavors lineup. Nast, feast on desserts like apple cider cake.
I already made it.
With caramel sauce.
I made it.
Woo.
Kids loved it.
Oh, I love it. Or please a crowd with appetizers like barbecued pulled pork nachos.
Made those too. I told you. Oh, man. That's my go-to. That's my favorite, actually.
Oh, my gosh. And don't forget mini pumpkin cheesecake.
You know me and pumpkin.
Oh.
Oh.
You love it.
My fave.
And cheesecake. That's
mix them.
A weakness.
It's a mix. Yeah.
Perfect for a me time treat. Go to HelloFresh.com/50Knuckles and use code 50Knuckles for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Knuckles and use code 50Knuckles for 50% off plus free shipping. Go get it. All right, Nass, it's that time.
It's time already?
It is.
For Clear Questions.
Clear Questions.
Brought to you by our friends at Clear Rum. Go to clearrum.com. And you know what you get, Riles?
Tell me.
If you place an order in Pennsylvania.
It's got to be a great deal.
You get 35% off of your order. Ooh. If you put in the code NASTY2023.
Did you plug it in recently?
You plug it in. I'm in Jersey, and I'm still waiting for my punch.
Your punch.
You were supposed to pick that
up. Well, I thought you wanted more cucumber.
I do not want the koozie. That's the only one I won't drink because I don't like cucumber.
Oh, we'll get the clear water.
I get that, too.
Purple patch.
Well, I need it. I love the purple pash. They don't call it purple pash, no, though. No. But you got to. But go to clearrum.com and place your order. Again, that's NASTY2023 for 35% off. You will not be sorry. Best alky there is.
All right. It's a bold statement. And I love it.
It is.
All right, baller.
All right. Starting us off here, we got Greg Bond 822 over on Instagram. Nasty and Riles. Having been involved in so many games in your career, do you have a single game that's the most memorable, and why?
Well, you played, so.
Well, I would say the most memorable game is my first game. I can remember it like it was yesterday.
And, yeah.
You know, it's just like your childhood dream is playing NHL. It's like everything you're kind of working towards is for that moment. And that first shift, I can remember it, just hopping over the boards and running Sean Hill.
Yeah, you did. What a shift, dude. I mean, that couldn't have worked out any better for you. Yeah. I mean,
the way the puck broke out there and everything. Yeah. But yeah, you know, I think I mentioned this last pod or one before, just around how it all played out. But I'd made the team out of training camp.
Yep.
And then scratched the first three games, sent down, broke my ankle, kind of battled back in the minors to come back up, and then finally got that first game. It just seemed like so much adversity and just so much just resilience to kind of get that, just that one game, and how meaningful that was, just not as a career, part of the career, but just as a moment in life, and just like, I mean, living
you
a were
dream. you didn't have a you didn't just jump right into the National Hockey League like some do,
right?
You worked. You had to go. You started down here and made it all the way through every level to get there. So it's even more impressive. I don't know if people realize that all the time, but fuck me. If they could have seen your blades coming out of that penal
Central
league,
Hockey
Central
League,
penal league. They would understand why it's so impressive, right?
He's using a right-handed stick. Yeah.
He could have been right or left. We talked about that.
Nasty didn't know.
But, yeah, man, that had to be, like, I could only imagine, like, what a feeling that must have been, man. For, you know, every kid dreams of that. You know, all you guys that play hockey dream of that. And for me, it was probably one of the biggest things was my first game as a head guy. My first game ever was great, but then my first game as a head guy with the Flyers. And one of the most memorable is being in the Olympics in that gold medal game.
Oh,
and,
yeah, I bet.
You know, it sucked losing. And I think I always think back to, like, being in the finals, winning that one game, you know, coming back against Boston, that game seven, that was one of the most memorable games, I would say, for me, as obviously I didn't play, but as an equipment guy, being there with you guys, it's fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. So,
there's a lot of things that my 2000th game was, I couldn't even believe it. I'm just like, Jesus, where'd the time go?
Just flies,
you know? Yeah. And so, yeah, great question, man.
Yeah, really.
Yours is a way better answer because you played. But
no, I mean,
there's lots. No, but you know what I mean? There's lots of things for me, like, were, like, huge.
For sure.
That was it.
Finding your way is big.
Yep.
That guy, RDK, over on Instagram. With how the Flyers have been playing so far this season, is there a certain player that has caught your eye with their play?
I think a guy that's like snuck up on me is, like we talked about earlier, Sean Walker.
Yep.
I mean, his play, like, he's a plus player. He's put some points up, you know, 10 points. I don't think anyone expected that,
no,
right?
No, I don't think so either.
So he's one for me that's really, you know, like I said, he's nothing flashy, but it's just consistent. He's just consistent.
Yep.
And plays hard, and I really like that pickup.
Yeah.
Like I said, we thought maybe that's a throw in, but man, he's been very productive.
Yep, no, I agree. And I'd go with, you know, the same, but a guy like Bobby Brink.
Yeah.
You know, didn't really know what to expect out of him, and you know, for him to kind of find his way and find a role on the team.
Yeah.
You know, I expect the guys like Tippett to step up their game, and you know, Farabee, TK, you know, these guys. But I think, you know, it's always like these younger kind of, I don't want to call them fringe guys, but guys that are like, you know, there's a question mark around them where they right. slot in at the start of the year. But I think these guys are finding their way. And again, that consistency piece is the most important. And I think the two guys we're talking about here have done a pretty good,
pretty damn good job with that. Yeah, for sure.
Over on Twitter, Dr. Brizgalov wants to know, did Briz party with the boys while he was in Philly?
I don't remember if Briz partying with the boys. You?
When we had team events, he was there.
Yeah.
It's not like he didn't drink or anything.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't crazy. Like, he was
but he crazy wasn't going out with like the side hustles.
No side hustle there. Nah, family.
No. Yeah, team parties.
He wasn't side hustling. But if we had stuff we were doing, you know, he was definitely with the team and we'd go out and. You know, but no, he wasn't hanging with Uppy and the boys. No, he wasn't here when they were here, but he wasn't doing that. No. He wasn't calling me saying, get over here to Main Street Pub right away.
Yeah, he wasn't floating around Second and Market trying to find an after-hours bar.
He was not doing that.
Oh, man.
But yeah, he was like fun to be around. Like he went out with the boys and stuff, but he didn't. If it was a mandatory thing. It wasn't just going on a Saturday night with the boys. Yeah. He was heading home. So
I mean, I will say I've been around him a few times, and he's a funny dude. Oh,
like,
he don't even mean to be funny.
I don't think he does.
He just cracks me up, like just the way he talks and presents his point, and obviously it's the Russian accent, but his delivery,
his
like innocence almost behind it, like it's funny as shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Probably bring him around on the old all-star party team.
Oh,
next to Neil Little.
Not the party side of it, but he would have a drink, but yeah. Just for him to say
something. Just for him to say something.
Entertainment purposes, for sure.
Yeah, he's a beauty. And that's a wrap, Nast.
That's it.
Clear questions in the books.
Love clear questions. Love clear rum.
You do.
You're don't forget. Supporter. I'm just going to tell you, don't you forget about fans of Philly.
Of course not. How could you?
I'm just so pumped.
I'm ready to rock.
I love going on these trips.
I know.
I love them. You know I love them. I have to, like, try to keep you awake.
No chance.
Actually, you do well
on
those trips. You do. You do well. It's past your bedtime, but you suck it up. Well, you can't deny it's so much fun. And, you know, all the people we've met and the fans of Philly, you know, staff, obviously. It's so much fun. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be a couple of unique ones this year. Looking forward to it.
Yes, for sure. You can drink some green beer? I know I asked you. You got to have
green tea.
Sipsy. Green tea. I'm going to put some clear rum in it then.
like Sergey Bobrovsky ordering a green tea pre-Snoop Dogg concert?
Pre-Snoop. Boy, did he not know what kind of a night he was in for. We got to get Bob on and talk about that night because it was epic.
I think he might still be holding some trauma from that night. he's got to unleash some of that trauma.
When the doors flew open and Secret Service came flying at us, and he's like, who are you? He's like, his eyeballs.
That was like when Snoop was just kind of Snoop Lion at the time when he had his Muslim security and he had his like OG gangster security.
Yeah, that's
what
I mean.
And they both just smashed down the door.
I thought they were like knocking the doors down and we were like standing right beside him.
Poor Bob,
man. He had been here, 5 days?
Oh, man.
Russia.
That's a major liability on our hands.
Oh, we did. I was so worried he was messaging Homer.
Oh, my God.
Or his agent. His agent.
Get me the hell out of here.
So we left a little early, and you guys were up on stage with Snoop.
It happens.
He says, where's Riley, Jeff? Oh, that's them on stage with Snoop. I wish he'd have handed you the mic.
Should have.
I don't think you could have put a.
I don't think so. You're talking about getting booed.
Our boy, you remember that night? Our boy Jeff Gordon, his son Justin, got on stage. Oh, he was God. What was he, 9?
I know.
And he was awesome.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
He was all yeah. He jumped up there because he needed because we're waiting on Snoop because he was waiting on his food. Remember when we went up to see Malcolm? Oh, what a night. We'll have to tell that story. So I think we have told that story before. But anyway, yeah, it put him back. It brought Bob back. He still has some trauma.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He has nightmares.
We have to bring him down to Jamaica.
About the Secret Service coming in.
Oh, yeah.
he was definitely scared.
Yeah. Well, at least he found his way.
Yes.
Not a bad career, so.
He's been all right. A couple of Vezzies.
That's a wrap, Nass.
That's it.
135 in the books.
We'll be back next week with a guest.
100%
for sure.
A little Thanksgiving adversity.
Yeah, everyone's playing, so we had some people locked in, but there's game day, so next week we're back.
All right, until next week for 136. Be sure to check us out on social media, subscribe, like our stuff, ask questions.
Do it all.
I'll do it all. Until then, stay safe, knuckleheads.
See ya.